Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Gold. Hi, and today Mazekas Tainus Daf Chav Dalad, the third parak Seder Tainios. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin told Rav Ashi that the reason he left his Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi of Yukras, was because Gavra Da'al Brei Ba'al Brasei Wachas Alai Didi Chei Chayes, a man who shows no pity on his son or daughter, how will he take any pity on me? The Gemara relates that Rabbi Yossi of Yukras' workers, who were sitting under a fig tree, told his son one evening that they were hungry as they had not been brought any food. Since the figs were not in season, the son said, fig tree, bring forth your fruit, so my father's workers can eat. The tree produced fruit, and the workers ate. When his father came with food, explained that he had been delayed with a mitzvah, he asked the workers how his son provided them with food, and they related what happened. Rav Yossi said, "Bini ata hitrakte eskonecha lehotzi te'ena perosea, shol bezmana ye'asef shol bezmano. My son, you bothered your career to make the fig tree produce fruit. When it's not its time, let that person be taken from the world when it's not yet his time." And then when he once met a man who was desirous of his beautiful daughter, he told her, "My daughter, you're causing pain to people. Return to your dust and don't let mankind stumble because of you." Point in which Rebbe was going through a fast because of a drought, and when he davened for rachamim, the rain did not come. People asked him why his tefillos were not effective like Rabbi Yehuda's, who would be goes through a fast and would be answered promptly with rain. Rabbi replied that the fault was not his. He said, "If you think it's because we do not compare in learning, this isn't so. In Rabbi Yehuda's time, they only excelled in Seder Nezikin, whereas we're proficient in all six Sedarim. When Rabbi Yehuda would learn topics in Uksin, he would admit that he did not fully understand them, whereas we teach Uksin in 13 different Masiftos. Yet, when Rabbi Yehuda would take off one shoe as a display of suffering, the rains would come, whereas we cry out all day in Tefillah, and we get no response. If it's because of me, then anybody who has seen me do wrong, please come forward and tell me. Rather, what can the leaders of the generation do when the people of their generation are acting improperly?" And point number three, beginning on this stuff and continuing on the next one, the Gemara brings a number of stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. One time he was walking on the road when it started to rain. He said, "Ribbono Shalom, Kolam Kulo ben Nachas, v'Chanina b'Tzar, Master of the Universe, the whole world is comfortable, but Chanina is in pain." The rain stopped. When he reached his home, he said, "Ribbono Shalom, Kolam Kulo b'Tzar, v'Chanina b'Nachas, the entire world is in pain, and Chanina is comfortable. It started to rain again." Rav Yehuda said, "In the name of Rab, b'chol yom basko yotzes v'omeres, every day a basko goes out and says, Kolam Kulo nizom b'shvil Chanina b'ni, the entire world is sustained due to Chanina, my son, v'Chanina b'ni deo b'kav charub mir Shabbos erev Shabbos, and Chanina, my son, is sustained on one cup of caribs from one erev Shabbos to the next." So once again, the three points are, number one, Rabbi Yossi bar Avin told Rav Ashi that the reason he left his Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi of Yukras, was because Gavra Da'al Brei Bula Brasi Lachas Alai Didi Heiki Chayis, a man who shows no pity on his son or daughter, how will he take any pity on me? The Gemara relates that Rabbi Yossi of Yukras' workers, who were sitting under a fig tree, told his son when eating that they were hungry as they had not been brought any food. Since the figs were not in season, the son said, "Te'ena, te'ena, hotziu perosayich, v'yochu po'olei abba. Fig tree, bring forth your fruit so my father's workers can eat." The tree produced fruit, and the workers ate. When his father came with food, explained that he had been delayed with a mitzvah, he asked the workers how his son provided them with food, and they related what had happened. Rabbi Yossi said, "Bini, ata hitrocha eskonecha lehotzi te'ena perosea, shol bezmana, ye'asef shol bezmano. My son, you bothered your creator to make the fig tree produce fruit when it's not its time. Let that person be taken from the world when it is not yet his time." Also, when he once met a man who was desirous of his beautiful daughter, he told her, "My daughter, you're causing pain to people. Return to your dust and do not let mankind stumble because of you." Point number two, Rabbah was goes her fast because of a drought, and when he dumbed for rachamim, the rain did not come. People asked him why his tefillos were not effective like Rabbi Yehuda's, who'd be goes her fast and would be answered promptly with rain. Rabbah replied that the fault was not his. He said, "If you think it's because we do not compare in learning, that's not so. In Rabbi Yehuda's time, they only excelled in Seder Nezikin, whereas we're proficient in all six Sedarim. When Rabbi Yehuda would learn Tapas in Uksin, he would admit that he did not fully understand them, whereas we teach Uksin in 13 different Masiftos. Yet, when Rabbi Yehuda would take off one shoe as a display of suffering, the rains would come, whereas we cry out all day in Tefillah, and we get no response. If it's because of me, then anybody who has seen me do wrong, please come forward and tell me. El ma yasu gudoya dor, shein dor doma yafa. Rather, what can the leaders of the generation do when the people of their generation are acting improperly?" And point number three, beginning on this stuff and continuing on the next one, the Gemara brings a number of stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. One time he was walking on the road when it started to rain. He said, "Ribbono Shalom, Kolam Kulo b'Nachas, v'Chanina b'Tzar, Master of the Universe, the whole world is comfortable, but Chanina is in pain." The rain stopped. When he reached his home, he said, "Ribbono Shalom, Kolam Kulo b'Tzar, v'Chanina b'Nachas, the entire world is in pain, and Chanina is comfortable. It started to rain again." Rabbi Yehuda said, "In the name of Rab, V'chol yom baskol yotzeis ve'omeres. Every day a baskol goes out and says, Kolam kulo nizom bishvil chanina b'ni. The entire world is sustained due to chanina my son. V'chanina b'ni diyal b'kav charuvi me'er Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. And chanina my son is sustained on one cup of carobs from one erev Shabbos to the next. All right, so now we go to our siman daf chav dalet, and our standard siman is a pitcher, a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates. He miraculously produced and brought them to a seder nezikin rebbe, who brought the rain by taking off one shoe, who typically ate one cup of carobs from week to week. Once again, in slow motion. The rabbi's son filled his pitcher, that must be more daf chav dalet, kud, pitcher. The rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates. He miraculously produced, which reminds us of Rabbi Yossi of Yukras, who was very strict with his son when his son miraculously produced figs for his father's workers when they were not in season. And he was also harsh on his daughter when he discovered a man who was desirous of her. So the rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates. He miraculously produced and brought them to a seder nezikin rebbe, who brought the rain by taking off one shoe, which reminds us. The rabbi explained that although Rabbi Yehuda's generation was only provision, really in seder nezikin, whereas Rabbi's generation was skilled in all six sedarim, when Rabbi Yehuda would take off one shoe as a display of suffering, the rains would come, whereas they would cry out all day in tefillah and get no response. So Rabbi concluded that what can the leaders of the generation do when the people of their generation are acting improperly? So the rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates. He miraculously produced and brought them to a seder nezikin rebbe, who brought the rain by taking off one shoe, who typically ate one cup of carobs from week to week. Which reminds us, the beginning on this stuff and continuing on the next one, the Gemara brings a number of stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, v'chol yom baskol yotzeis ve'omeres, every day, a baskol goes out and says, Kolam kulo nizom bishvil chanina b'ni, the entire world is sustained due to chanina my son, v'chanina b'ni diyal b'kav charuvi me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos, and chanina my son is sustained on one cup of carobs from one erev Shabbos to the next. So once again, the rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates. He miraculously produced and brought them to a seder nezikin rebbe, who brought the rain by taking off one shoe, who typically ate one cup of carobs from week to week. All right, now it's time for a four-block back chazara. Daf Chaf. So the siman Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The widow serving coffee to the reviled tax collector and police officer at her cafe. That must be more in Daf Chaf. The widow serving coffee to the reviled tax collector and police officer at her cafe, which reminds us, the Rebbe Yehuda darshaned four negative psukim to have positive messages. Among them is a pasuk that says we're like an almana, but not fully. Rather, we're like a woman whose husband has traveled overseas with the intent to return. We're also made loy, which results in the bracha that we aren't made into tax collectors and police officers that are typically despised by the people. So the widow serving coffee to the reviled tax collector and police officer at her cafe was taken aback when the extremely ugly man entered the premises, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, Lom ye adam rach kakanda vo ye kasha ke'erez. A person should always be soft like a reed and not hard like a cedar. The brisa brings a story of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who came to regret calling a certain man ugly. So the widow serving coffee to the reviled tax collector and police officer at her cafe was taken aback when the extremely ugly man entered the premises, who had miraculously left the dilapidated building next door just before it collapsed. Which reminds us that Rav Huna had wine in a certain decrepit house and he wanted to remove it before the house fell down, so he brought Rav Ada bar Ava into the house and discussed Torah with him until the wine was removed. When Rav Ada left, the house collapsed. Rav Ada bar Ava realized what Rav Huna had done and was upset, for he held like Rabbi Yana, who said, Lo'olam al yamud adam b'makum sakana v'yomer osin li neis. A person should not stand in a dangerous place and say, a miracle will be performed for me, because a neis may not be performed for him, and even if a neis would be performed for him, menachim lam zuchu yaso, it will be deducted from his merits. Daf Chafav. So the Simmer Daf Chafav is a car which Bostonians pronounce as ka. So here goes. The ka, that must be Daf Chafav. The ka that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the base of Midrash, which reminds us that the Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Yochanan and Ilpa, who were impoverished and left the base Midrash to pursue a parnasa, and the Rabbi Yochanan overheard a conversation between two malachim where one suggested that they push down a dilapidated wall and kill them since they're leaving Chaye Olam for Chaye Shah. When Rabbi Yochanan heard the other malach say that one of them was destined for greatness, and Elpha was not aware of the conversation between them, he took it as a sign he should return, and he ended up becoming the Rosh Hashiva. So the ka that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the base of Midrash and drove through an intense battle where dirt was being launched as missiles, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an example where Nachum Ish Gamzu was called by that name with the story of giving the treasure box of dirt to Caesar and how the dirt became missiles that helped Caesar win a war. So the car that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the base of Midrash and drove through an intense battle where dirt was being launched as missiles made it safely to the town that was so honored by the rabbi's presence. Which reminds us, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda asked Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to come to live in his town, which was more prominent than where he lived. He replied that he learned in a brayso where Yossi says, "L'makomo shel ad mechabdo, el ad mechabed es makomo." It's not a person's place that gives him honor, rather it's the person who gives honor to his place. We see examples of this with the Shechina by Har Sinai, and when the Ohel Moed leaves to a new location. Daf Chav Beis. So the Simur Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis held down a comedy cab. Cab? That must be more Daf Chav Beis. The Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis held down a comedy cab driven by a comedian, which reminds us that Eliyahu pointed out to Rabbi Brocha Choza that the people in the Shuk destined for Olam Haba was a Jewish jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis who helped protect Jewish girls in prison and would alert the Rabbana when the Nachrim plotted against the Jewish people, as well as two Badchanim that cheered people up and tried to bring shalom when people were fighting. So the Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis held down a comedy cab driven by a comedian, just as a peaceful army marched by, which reminds us that when the Mishnah mentioned that fasting is instituted al cherev, it was referring to even non-hostile armies passing through the land. The Gemara brings the story of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, who made a mistake and did not let Paro Necho come through the land on his way to battle with Ashur, and Yoshiyahu was subsequently killed. So the Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis held down a comedy cab, driven by a comedian, just as a peaceful army marched by, carrying a man who's too weak from fasting, which reminds us that it's machlokas whether a yachid should take upon himself to fast. Rabbi Yossi says that an individual may not afflict himself by fasting, for perhaps he will need the help of others and they will not have pity on him. Rashi explains that he might not have the strength to make a parnasa. Daf Chav Gimel. So the Simur Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The former Kugelach champ, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chav Gimel. The former Kugelach champ who fell asleep for 7 years and wasn't recognized by the current competitors, which reminds us of the mice with Choni Amago when he fell asleep for 70 years. So the former Kugelach champ who fell asleep for 70 years and wasn't recognized by the current competitors, who were playing up on a roof near a woman davening for rain, which reminds us of the mice with Abba Chilkiah, a grandson of Choni Amago, when he came back from the field and was observed doing strange things, and then he went up to the roof with his wife to daven for rain. And the two reasons he gave why his wife was answered first, either because she's a woman who's typically at home, so when she gives to the poor, they come, she gives them food, and they benefit from it immediately. When he gives money, they have to go first and buy food. Alternatively, she was answered first because she davened that these boors in their neighborhood do tshuva, which they did, whereas he davened that they should die. So the former Kugelach champ who fell asleep for 70 years and wasn't recognized by the current competitors, who were playing up on a roof near a woman davening for rain, was surrounded by children grabbing the hem of his garment and saying to him, "Abba, Abba, give us rain," which reminds him of the schoolchildren who were sent to Hanan HaNechba, another grandson of Choni Amago, to grab onto his hem and ask him, "Abba, Abba, give us rain," in order to soften his heart and increase his kavanah in his tefillahs to bring rain. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ramgolden Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.